K1CJW, KO4NUE. Hey Roland, I just wanted to check in with you and see if you could you check me and Anna into the Blue Ridge Net tonight?
Check you last night, and I'll check you every night until you get back.
Okay, Roland, I want you to grab a pen and piece of paper because I'm going to send we're going to be in a different location tonight. So I'll stand by while you get a pen and piece of paper.
A minute. And, Chad, K1CJW.
KO4NUE, K1CJW. Prepare to copy words twice. I spell Bravo, Alpha, Yankee, X-ray, correction. Bravo, Alpha, Yankee, Echo, Uniform, X-ray. Bravo, Alpha, Yankee, Echo, Uniform, X-ray. Bye-yo. How copy?
I copy fine. That would be pronounced in French, bye-yo. I never heard of it, but it's going to be the name of a city. All right, what's the next one?
That's where we are. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It looks like Bayo to me, but I don't speak French, so you can relay what it's supposed to sound like when you check us into the net tonight. And also just want to let you know that I ate the snail tonight.
Ski you. I never had any of them in my life. I was looking at them on the internet how they look. So, did you like them?
I did not. When the waiter brought the plate out, my wife was, she was filming, she was, had her cell phone filming me trying them. And the waiter brought them out with this special little pick. It wasn't a fork. It looked like a overgrown paper clip that had been stretched out. And he said, do you know why I brought you that pick? And I said, no, I don't. And he says, so you can make sure it's dead.
It is, but that's gross. How many people speak English out there? Is there a lot of them that pretty fluent in the English language?
We haven't had too much of a problem finding somebody that speaks English. One thing I have noticed, though, is that when they find out that you speak English after they have spoken to you in French, I wouldn't say they're annoyed, but it's just, you can tell they just, you know, I don't know how to describe it. You can tell they don't like it because you don't speak their native language. But I will tell you, it's a very pretty language, a very very interesting language.
It's a hard language to learn. I'm not aware of that because I spoke it from the time I was born until the time I was about 14, I would say 14 years old. That's all I ever spoke in my house. I never spoke English. It was always French. My mother was always spoke French. She was a school. She was a French school teacher. She knew it very well. And I had no problems all my life. But the only thing is, even at my age, it has never been any beneficial to me whatsoever knowing French in this country. I worked in the building department in Florida for 20 years, and I told them that if anybody that spoke French to come over, and I would translate for them, and in the 20 years' time I was there, not a single person showed up. Tell me, are you going to go see Paris at all, Chad?
Negative. We're going to Reims next. And we're going to spend a couple of days in Reims before we come home. But I will tell you one thing. The other day coming into Bayou, or Bayou, however you pronounce it, we stopped at this little restaurant to get lunch. This older couple came in, and I don't know, they were probably in their 70s, I'd say. And the woman, boy, I don't know what the husband did, but boy, she was on him, and I mean, she was loud. And she was just giving him down the road in French. And I just, you know, I guess no matter where you are, I guess that, you know, some things never change, I guess.
Keep her marital problems at home, not out in the public. That's, you don't do that, but probably she did it. I think you've been to Paris before. Am I right? You've been to Paris, right?
Negative. My wife has. I think she went last year or a couple years ago. She does some traveling with her sister. But that's the first time. I think this is the first time I've ever been to France. And the first night we were here, I thought I could kind of navigate the menus in the restaurants a little bit. So I just ended up with a plate of cow tongue. I mean, it was good. It was just, I don't know. You know, I don't know quite what to think about the food here, I guess. It's a little bit of anxiety with every time I order something. So today for lunch, I just got me a sandwich, you know, so I could see what was on it.
Try new stuff. Listen, if you go to any store that sells CDs in there, see if you can find a CD or something that you can play on there. When you get back home, like The Longest Day in the English Language, you will love that story. You will really, really enjoy it, I assure you. And it is a very, very good movie, and I forgot who the actor was who represents President Eisenhower. I can't remember his name, but I think it's the same guy that plays on the Blue Bloods on TV over here. You probably know who he is, but if you can find that out there in the English language, buy it, because you're going to love it. But I suppose when you get back, you could actually see it on your, I don't know, laptop or something like that that I'm not aware of. Listen, if I call you while you're over there, can you hear me, or do you have to be? I don't know how that works. I called you a little while ago, and did you hear me calling you?
No, I did not hear you, Roland. But I was away from my cell phone. But as far as being on Echolink goes, so basically the way this works is basically I'm using my cell phone as a link to link into the repeater via the internet, and when I hit that repeater on Blue Ridge amateur radio, it sends my voice out across the repeater. So I would have to have my cell phone on for me to hear you, but which just cell coverage here is not that great. I've got a good spot here where I can transmit on Echolink, but I think it's all going to depend on cell service, and that's just not too reliable unless I'm at a certain spot at a certain time of day. So what I would suggest, Roland, is, you know, write down during the day what you want to talk about, and then when I make a call in for your station, then we can talk about it then.
I thought maybe you were on your hand. I'm not familiar with this Echolink at all. I understand it pretty well now how it works. It doesn't get into amateur radio until it gets to the repeater. Up until then, you're 100% through your cell phone. Am I correct?
Sir, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Technically, I would be cheating a little bit. But at the end of the day, you can call it what you want. I'm in France, and you're in Pickens, and that's pretty amazing.
Yes, yeah, I don't know how in the world, with all this new technology we get today, I don't know how in the world it's going to be in 50 years from now. I won't see it, but every time I hear something new, I'm not surprised, because I've come to find out that there's nothing that's going to excite me, because nothing surprised me, I should say, because I've heard it all. When I started ham radio, of course, there was no such thing as repeaters. I don't know when repeaters started to come in. If they did, I started ham radio in 1950. And to my knowledge, there was no repeaters. Maybe somebody else could straighten me out on that, but I don't ever remember when I was up in New England that anybody did work repeaters. And 2 meters was basically not available then. To my knowledge, we were on 6 meters. 6 meters was very common. We used a lot, but no such thing as a repeater. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, so we're gonna spend one more day in Bayou, and then we're gonna head to Reims and go to the Museum of Surrender, where the Germany surrendered to, that was World War I, where the Germans surrendered to the Allies in World War II. And we'll spend a day in Reims, a day or so, and then we're going to make that long flight back back to the house. But it's been a wonderful trip up to this point. We're staying in I originally thought it was a watchmaker's house, but I think we mistranslated the word, and it's the lock watchman's house, and it's basically a small building over a river that runs through the city, and his job was to watch the water level and make sure and alert the city if the water level got too high. It's a very, very small building, but it's hanging out over the river that runs through the city. Really, really small. Two rooms, about 8x8.
Yeah, what the reason for that is whatsoever. I'll make sure I check you in every night, like I said. You can call me again. Can we talk again tomorrow at the same time?
Absolutely. It's only, it's 10 o'clock in the after, it's 10 o'clock at night here. If you want me to try to call you every day at this time or any time you want me to, I'll try to make contact with you and just kind of tell you, you know, what's going on. I found a little shop down the road, down the street, that has got some radio equipment in it. It's really beat up. I mean, really beat up. And it's military issue. Some of it, one of the radios is in French, one of them's in Russian, and I can just imagine what kind of condition they're in on the inside, but it's very interesting to look at them and just kind of wonder where they've been, you know.
Are you familiar with the World War II walkie-talkies the Army used to have, Chad? You familiar with them at all?
K1CJW, KO4NUE. Roland, I've seen some pictures of them. I've never held one at all, but I have seen pictures of them. Big old honking things, you know, about 18 inches. Look like a really, really big banana.
Long. They had, I believe, a 1.5-volt battery, and when the battery went dead, we just threw it away and put in a new battery. They were not rechargeable, and they had the little radio tubes in there, and the battery did not last, oddly, at all. In no time at all, the batteries went dead because we used them in Japan, and we were always running out of batteries. They were all non-rechargeable batteries. I would say they probably weighed 4 or 5 pounds. The battery was quite heavy. Like I said, it was a one battery, non-rechargeable battery. And they were all the same. I don't know what frequency we operated on. I don't remember that. But like I said, we did some training up in Japan, and we used them. And they worked very well. I don't know how we were pretty close to each other when we did use them, so I don't know what the distance of them was. But I suppose you buy anything out there, like you said, Russian stuff or like that, and it's probably all, could be a lot of it is World War II. Junk, to put it plainly. Not hardly worth anything at all. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, well, Roland, I've shot a lot of video. and I'm probably gonna put everything that me and my wife have shot on video. We're gonna put it all together and put it on YouTube. So, you know, anybody on the Blue Ridge Repeater that's interested in seeing any of it, which I doubt anybody will, but we're going to put it up there anyway so that, you know, if people do want to see it, they can kind of see what it was like. I told you earlier today, I just don't know what to think about the cemetery. I've been to Arlington, but this is a whole lot different. I don't quite know how to describe it. It was very respectful, I'll say that. Very quiet, very respectful. And it was good to see that the French people, you know, they take really good care of the place. And no loud talking, no laughing. Very, very respectful, as it should be.
I'm glad to hear they're taking good care of it. They deserve nothing less than that. I never knew about the grass seed, though, being American grass seed. That's a new one for me. But I've seen pictures of these cemeteries out from out there. I've never been to France in my life. I wanted to, but I never made it. I almost made it many years ago. I was going to London, England, with somebody else, and from London I wanted to go over to Paris, France, but that girl that I was with, she did not want to go to France at all. That was out of the question, so I never made England. I canceled my trip to England, so therefore I never got to France. But that's life. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
Okay, Roland. Well, I don't want to tie up the repeater anymore, but I'll say 7-3s for now. But I just wanted to, you know, check in with you and see if you would help me and Anna out and check us in on the Blue Ridge Repeater tonight. And if Gary checks in KI4DOS, please tell him that I ate the snail, and he'll know what I mean. KO4NUE and K1CJW. Roland, I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Okay, Chad. KI4DOS, yeah, I know who he is. He's the guy that runs the net on Wednesday night, and I will make sure that he gets your message. And call me anytime you want to. I'll leave the radio on all day. I'll be gone for a while tomorrow afternoon to go food shopping. My daughter's going to take me to food shopping because I no longer have a car. Yeah, just call me anytime. I will call you, and I will take care of it for you tonight. Like I said, every night that you get back, K1CJW is clear. And have a good one, Chad, and the same to your wife.
Hey, thing, Roland. Did you tell your daughter that I'm talking to you from France?
And I know how it works now. There's no sense in me calling you unless your cell phone is out. I thought maybe you had a handheld with you, 2-meter handheld. I didn't know, but I know how it works now.
K1CJW, KO4NUE. So, Roland, what I'm asking is, did you tell your daughter that I've been talking to you on the radio from France?
Sitting here and listening to me talk to you.
Will you tell her that me and my wife said hello? And I'll be clear, Roland. You be safe, and I'll talk to you sometime tomorrow. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
CJW, good evening.
KO4HYD, KO4HYC, this is KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, this is KO4HYD and KO4HYC, standing by.
Hey Steve, hey Ann, how are y'all? Just want to let you know we made it to Normandy. And I'll be brief because I don't want to tie up the repeater. But we made it to Normandy, and we've been to Omaha Beach and Utah Beach and been to the Great Cemetery here. And it has been an absolutely amazing experience to see and be a part of that. And I also ate a snail tonight for supper. So, interesting times. Are y'all doing well there back home?
It's well here, Chad, and we've had about an inch of rain, and, from yesterday, the day before, and everything is going well. I am so glad to hear you had a safe journey over, and I hope you ate more than one escargot.
Well, I wasn't sure I liked the first one, so I ate a second one, and I didn't care for it. It wasn't so much the taste, it's just the texture. And there was an open market today here in town, and they had some live ones there on ice, and I just couldn't get that out of my mind. But I did try it, and that's about all I'm gonna say about that. Oh my goodness. But anyway, I won't hold up the repeater anymore, but you guys be safe, and I have been unable to get an email to N2P&E, and I do not have his cell phone number. I was going to try to make contact with him from another station here, but I don't think that's going to happen. But if you could possibly get a message to him for me, so that I'm not leaving him hanging, that would be great. But if you can't, I understand. But I cannot email him or contact him from my location. But at any rate, KO4NUE, KO4HYD, KO4HYC, and KO4RYP, I'll be clear on your final.
You have capability to do HF, Chad. Also, thanks for contacting us, and enjoy the rest of your stay. And hopefully all the rest of the food is better than this snail. Brave man for trying.
Roger that. KO4NUE, KO4RIP. We're clear.
KO4HYD and KO4HYC, we are clear. Ann was hoping you could do the HF, but if not, understand.
Have fun.
Have fun, enjoy your stay, and we are clear.